Designers, when you ask for just one quick change, do you know what you're really actually asking for behind the scenes? Shayna, why don't you go first?
Okay, so I am stoked about what we're going to talk about because we're basically going to share a story that I felt like provided me a very strong moment of clarity, being like, I now know what she's saying.
To be a fly on the wall in this maybe 10 minutes start to finish, you think?
I found it really challenging to find my words during the moment of pacing, which I will share. So it might have been a bit longer. Let's say 10 to 20, just to make sure we're being honest.
10 to 20 minutes total. Start to finish, this entire story is happening in real time. You're going to be a fly on the wall to just start to understand that for what sounds so simple in your mind, hey, can you just quickly change and implement this? What you're actually asking for and how that might go deeper than what you're originally thinking.
Well, there's two different brains always in a strong operation. There's that visionary brain who's giving the direction.
Yep.
And then there's the strong backbone who needs to implement with intention and make sure it hits home at 100%. So this is a story where I slack Evelyn and I'm going through team time logs and I'm noticing that in our protocols, we don't require descriptions for meetings. So for what I needed in that time, I really wanted the meeting summaries. And I'm like, this is a quick thing. I'm slacking Evelyn because she runs procedure and we're about to have a team meeting. And I'm like, hey, I think we need to make this update because I wouldn't have to be asking some questions. I would have just found the information by myself if we had meeting descriptions. So I'm just going to go ahead and slack the team right now. I do say that. I nearly want to pull up this slack thread.
Yeah, we should have pulled it up.
So that we have all the specifics.
Okay, so then I slack right back. Yeah, sure, I can add that to the SOP. Right now, it specifically says descriptions are not required for meetings. So no one's been doing anything wrong. That's how it's been. I'll have to update that SOP document, update the training, and then in a future team meeting, we can roll that out when all that's ready. And then Shay's like, no, I think I'm just going to slack them right now. Yeah. Just make this change real quick. You know, like what harm could it possibly do?
Okay, let me just preface as I'm like pacing around now in the office on my phone on Slack. Like, this is a 5-minute thing.
And so she's like, nah, I think I'm just going to slack them right now and just have Logan look over it for the next few days. It'll be fine. And I said, Shayna, chill, please, with love. And then she says,
oh, well, this is where I start pacing because I'm trying to find my words.
And we're also slacking in real time. So her slacking me and me slacking her can sometimes be at the same time. But now I've said chill. And she said,
I forgot.
This feels dramatic. So now I'm like, oh, God. She thinks I was like, Shayna, you need to chill. And I just meant chill. I got it. It's on the list. So now on Slack, it's very similar to texting people. You know how you can like see the three bubbles pop up, but then they go away. And then the three, and I'm just sitting there like laughing, like, yep, come on, lay it on me. What do you got?
So now I'm over on my side. I got to prove to her that this is 5 minutes, simple. What are we on about?
The truth is the truth. She thinks she's bringing evidence to the table.
At first, I think I deleted like 3 different attempts at trying to define and prove my case in a very intelligent way. And basically what this ends to is me starting to type a step-by-step breakdown, 2 minutes, email the team. And I start breaking down all the steps that Evelyn knows that she would have to take. And then in breaking this down to myself, I'm trying to clarify the expectation because Evelyn positioned a question and we left this part out. She said, if it's that important to you, do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is 5 minutes. What do you mean if it's that important to me? Like, how dumb? And so I'm not like, sorry. You know, like, what a dumb question.
Oh, how the tables will turn.
Oh, the tables will turn, people. Okay. And I'll talk myself through this moment of clarity. So I start giving the step-by-step guide. And in doing that, I realized that if I quickly launch this with the team, it has to be matched with the expectation that if I don't provide specifics and no documentation, and know exactly how I want to do it, I'm going to get meeting summaries 7 ways under the sun. Some are going to be what I'm actually looking for. Others are going to be way too long, elaborate, and over the top. And I have to launch that with the expectation that it's not going to be perfect. And the steps we need to take to make it perfect are the same exact steps and would take just as much time to do it right. And so if I just launch this quickly, and in breaking all of this down, I start adding up all the time. And I'm like, oh, so what she meant by if it's that important to you means if you want to spend more money, launch it, not have it perfect, and then spend more time reiterating it and reinforcing it correctly, then sure, by all means, let's do it. But if not, chill, I'll put it on the list. Yep. And there are proper steps that even something simple as I want to add a description to a meeting summary is not 5 minutes. I need to find that Slack because I want to have the exact amount of data for literally updating a system of procedure, providing that to the team, having a meeting to just quickly reinforce it and launch it. Like, we're not talking massive time, but it's not 5 minutes. It might be like an hour.
It's not 5 minutes and it won't be instantly successful. So if it won't be instantly successful anyway, can it go on the list and launch in the right way when we're there? And we came to the decision that it could. So that's her exercise that she's going through. On my end, I'm like, oh God, I've pissed her off with the chip. Three bubbles and they're gone. I'm like, okay. So now I'm like, if we're just sitting here slacking each other anyway, I'm going to pick up the phone and call her. So I pick up the phone, ring, 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 ring. She answers and it's just her cracking up. Like, you got to know what I'm doing over here. And I'm like, I thought I pissed you off. Or as you would say, pissed you off. Oh my gosh. So then all to just come to, as we usually do, the same road, same pathway forward.
I was like, we're getting on a podcast about this because time for an owner moves so fast and slow at the same time. It moves so slow for what you feel like that business foundational growth is, because especially if you have a clear vision and a clear strategy, you've been festering in your brain about it for so freaking long that by time you go to delegate that, time just feels so slow to get it where you want. But then opposition of that, internal operating hours of working for clients and on projects, time moves so fast. So it's this weird dynamic. But for me, that was a really strong moment of clarity because I think every owner struggles with feeling like progress is moving quickly. But there are so many things always that you're wanting to work on. And as we've said on a prior episode, there can only be one true priority at a time, or else things can happen in a natural order and things that you feel like are 5 minutes are not. Again, if it's important to you and you simply want to spend more time and more money and have the clear expectation it's not going to be perfect when you first go to launch that in, which there are going to be many times you make that decision, many, many times. I mean, you're going to be forced into making that decision. At least you should have the expectation of why it's not working perfectly or why whatever deliverable didn't go out in that perfect final template that you want it to be, because you can't stop the whole world around you just to make everything perfect. That's just not how it's going to work. But for me, I felt like that story hopefully helps a bunch of you out there that if you're feeling that way, it's normal. And also, if you're thinking something takes 5 minutes, it just simply does not.
Yeah. And I think it's correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like this is actually happening more often than we used to see it with designers, because you guys are getting into these long ChatGPT brainstorms. Like, what if I do things this way? Okay, now I want to rename my consultation to a strategy set. Whatever, like, oh, quick little change. I want to change this vocabulary, or I want to change this pricing. That's what it feels like to you. Okay, I just got to let my team know. We'll make that change real quick, moving forward. But you got to think about the back end. We're going into Calendly and changing all those event titles, which means that in all those emails that may be going out through Calendly or through Zapier or through whatever it is, now the templates that you've written for your team that follows up on these things need to be changed. And so none of that means you can't do it. None of that means you can't decide it's a priority to you. But can it go in the queue? And if it can't go in the queue, you need to have a realistic expectation of what seems like a really quick change to you that you're firing off to the team actually needs behind the scenes to make it stick, to make it clear, to make it be consistent. And if you haven't done that, the little exercise with yourself via Slack, if the bubbles haven't been popping up and popping back down, there's some things going on that you just got to consider before you make that change a priority in your own mind.
Literally anyone listening, if you want the screenshots of that flat conversation, please email Evelyn, not me. She will be sure to send those over to you. But if you're like feeling like I'm not getting it, like it would take me 5 minutes to just talk to my team. All of this ties to what we talk about all the time, which is the absolute necessity for documenting your processes. How things are happening around you is the code crack. If you're like, how is that design business that has 20 employees, how are they doing that? Versus me over here who can't even consistently fill my pipeline to perhaps have one full-time capacity of hours needed for the business. How are they doing that? They have documented processes. I promise you that the code crack is doing the thing you don't want to do in your business at the point of the business that it doesn't need it. You don't need that documentation. I have one person, Shayna. I can work with them one-on-one. What are you talking about? I can just get on a call and I can just tell them, hey, this is what I want you to do to change the time log title or start adding descriptions to your meeting time log titles that you're creating. What do you mean? What a waste of time to document. I only have one person. Well, what if that person doesn't stay with you? Now, every little nugget that you ever gave that person is gone with that person. And if you think that that person can train human to human, the next person that's coming in, if you get the gift of 2 weeks, if you get the gift of 2 weeks and you can find someone that has the full 2 weeks with that person, there is absolutely no way that that human is going to be able to know how to download all those little nuggets into that human. And at that time, you will need that documented process. And guess what? If that one person doesn't leave and you succeed in giving them all those nuggets, and now you need to grow beyond person number one, which ultimately just means you're carving out some of the roles that that first person was doing for you. Now you have no training documentation, and now you and person one are underwater and have to find time that you don't have to give all the tools to the next person and figure out how that's going to work. So as I said, documenting processes is something you will not want to do. You will avoid it, but I promise you, if you work on it while you do not need it, you will be leaps, I mean decades ahead of some individuals who just haven't figured out that that is the business.
That is the business, yeah.
That is the necessary investment that you need to consistently be making into the business on top of your marketing dollars. Both of those are always being invested in. Foundation probably more heavily in documentation than marketing, and eventually that pendulum will swing to the other side when the foundation is there to support a higher volume of lead flow.
Haha, got you. We started with a fun story just to lecture you after.
Just to continue to lecture. I feel like some of you might be totally over it. It's like if you ever get on a call with me, I'm just so passionate about this documentation and your pricing model that I think I slightly put someone off yesterday who was just not for it. And I was just like, I am just planting the seed. You can sell however you want. That's cool. But when you get these red flags or when you're feeling this way or when this happens in your bank account, you'll just come back to me. I was the same person. I needed to learn my lessons my own way. And if I only wish I had someone passionately in my ear about something that I could return to and have an understanding of, which I did, by the way, Michael Korn, we have that on, I think, episode 1 or 2, where we go into Michael Korn telling me that I needed a fractional CEO and totally was like, yeah.
Laughed right in his face.
You're hilarious. Didn't understand it at all. Now I totally get it. And I know what that role would look like and how to train it in. Totally makes sense. But that took me, what, 5 years
Minimum. Yeah. I was going to say 7, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, 5 to 7. Yeah, 7 might be more honest. All right, but 5 sounded better.
Right. Let this be that first moment in your 7-year journey to come around. But hopefully, if we really keep beating the dead horse long enough, you guys will shortcut that journey and be documenting in no time.
If you're listening and you disagree with certain things that we say, great. But I hope that you've absorbed the story enough. I feel like those are the podcasts you should probably listen to on repeat. If you disagree, listen to that episode on repeat. And hopefully I share that trigger or the feeling that you'll feel if it's not right, or what will happen at your point of growth where the time will come where you need to make a change. That's another thing. Sometimes it's right for you at the time. You haven't hit that growth marker yet to have the need. So still understanding what the thing is and when my business will need it is super important, because then you're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of most people. Like the first person who told me, it was a CEO of like a massive office furnishing company. And he educated me about KPIs, setting metrics for performance. And if you implement this now, you'll be 10 years ahead of where I am. This is one of those moments that now I'm giving to others. For system of procedure, if you're just starting off, you're still learning, you're not ready. But if you have filled your capacity, if you are just even starting to delegate, even if it's as little as 5 hours a week, you better start documenting, because as you grow, I promise you, we will have tons of people returning to this podcast at some point being like, thank you for saying that. Because when the time came where I really needed it, I don't even know how I would do it. Maternity leaves? Anyone having a baby? The time has come. You got 8 months. Start now.
Yeah, straight up. So I hope we really reeled you in with that fun little anecdote. To make our point again, if you ever think we're being annoying, just remember, For Designer Business is about building successful interior design business owners. And if there's something we're being annoying about, it's because we believe to our core, or we know with evidence, that it will help you be successful. And that's why we're here.
100%. We're in it to win it, baby.
Let's get it, people.
As we wrap up today's episode, let's get real about what's actually happening when you think that something will be a quick change. Your brain is moving at the speed of light. You've been thinking about this update, this tweak, this improvement for days, or maybe even weeks. And by the time you're ready to communicate it to your team, it feels crystal clear and so simple in your head. But here's what changes everything. What takes you 5 minutes to say takes your team hours to implement correctly. And if you're failing to document those processes, you're not just slowing down one change. You're trapping yourself on the hamster wheel for years.
Let's be honest. If you think you can just Slack your team a quick update and have it magically work perfectly without documentation, training, and proper rollout, you are wrong. You're not being efficient, you're being hasty. And here's the reality check. When you launch something without the proper backend systems in place, you're going to get 7 different versions of what you asked for. Some will be close, some will be way off, and then you're going to spend more time and more money fixing it than if you'd just done it right the first time.
So here's your challenge for this episode. The next time you think that something will be a quick 5-minute change, I want you to write down every single step that needs to happen for that change to be implemented correctly and consistently. What emails need to be updated? What templates need to change? What Calendly event needs new titles? What training documents need revisions? And what meetings do you need to have to communicate these changes? And then I want you to ask yourself, is this change important enough to bump everything else off my priority list right now? Or can this go into the queue and be done right when the time comes? Because if you can't slow down long enough to document your processes while you don't need them, you will absolutely drown when you do need them.
If you're at that stage where you're constantly feeling like your team just isn't getting it, or where you're repeating yourself over and over, or where every time someone leaves your business, they just take all their knowledge with them, you need documentation. Not someday, not when you have more time, right now. Because here's the truth. The businesses that scale successfully aren't the ones with the most talent or the biggest marketing budgets. They're the ones with clearly defined systems. They're the ones who have invested in this documentation when they only had one person, so that when they needed 2, 3, or 10 people, the foundation was already there.
So when you're ready to stop spinning your wheels on quick changes that never stick and start building the documented systems that will actually scale your business, schedule a free call with us at 4designerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes. We specialize in helping designers at every stage build the foundation that supports real growth, not just more chaos. So take action now and let's get your systems documented for sustainable success in 2026.
If you enjoyed today's episode, do us a favor and help us reach more designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe and you'll get notified. Also, guys, please remember to send us your anonymous voicemail anytime at 4designerbusiness.com. We'll actually run your questions through an AI voice generator to keep your submission completely anonymous, nothing to freak out about, and then we give you real coaching directly on this podcast. We'd love to hear your questions about process documentation, team communication, quick changes that aren't actually quick, or any other burning questions you may have. And you might even be featured on a future episode.
Remember, if you think it takes 5 minutes, it doesn't. And if you think you can skip the documentation because you're a small team, you can't. And if you think you'll have the time to build these systems later when you're busier, you absolutely will not. So take action today. Start documenting your processes now, even if it feels unnecessary. Put proper systems in place before you desperately need them. That's how you scale without losing your mind. That's how you grow without everything falling apart. That's how you build a business that doesn't require you to personally download every little nugget into every new team member's brain.
So stop thinking anything is just 5 minutes. Start building systems that actually stick. And watch what happens when your team can finally execute your vision without you having to repeat yourself 12 times. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.
Let's get it.